Even before the earthquake, Haiti was by far the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. The unemployment rate has been estimated at around 70%. Now, as Tamara Keith tells us from Port-au-Prince, Haitians are frantically searching for work.
On a busy Port-au-Prince street near the airport, a couple hundred people, mostly young men, have gathered hoping to get a job. 27-year-old Denise Genevna stands out, in part because she's a woman wearing a skirt in a sea of men. She says she's helping make a list of those looking for work. Others are doing the same thing. It almost looks like they're filling out job applications, only there aren't any jobs. She says a man told her to make the list, that perhaps he could get them hired.
I'm searching for a job, and because I can write, I am just writing for some other people. So I write our names and our numbers, what we do, so in case they want us, they can contact us.
This is a hopeless exercise, and yet she's making this list with so much purpose. The man who asked her to take the names doesn't even have a job himself. His name is Nelson Nerva.
She started to create the list, but no one said we should create the list.
He admits the list is wishful thinking, that his only plan is to hand it to some UN soldiers stationed nearby in hopes they'll do something with it.
We just hear that foreigners came and they're looking for people that can help, that can do something.
At an industrial park, the scene is frantic. There are maybe 100 men here pushing up against a fence outside of a t-shirt factory. There's a crack in the building so large that you can see inside. There's no telling whether it will reopen or even whether it's safe to go in. And yet, 45-year-old Marceline Gasson wants to work here. He's come here every day for 5 days, hoping to find work, or at least some food. And he says he'll keep coming.
We know the factory doesn't pay people well, but we're still here to see if they'll take us in. We have families and children to feed. We're just looking for something.
Before the quake, workers at this factory made just $4 a day, and some complained they hadn't been paid in months. Despite all this, the garment industry was one of the bright spots in the Haitian economy. Gasson hasn't had a job in 6 months, but today his search is more urgent than before. 25-year-old Florissant Jameson was at work when the quake hit. He was a manager at a factory that made capri pants.
I saw a wall come down and ran out, and some people were already injured. I had the chance to run out quickly.
His job prospects crumbled right along with the factory. Like so many, Jameson says he needs a job to buy food for his family and eventually to rebuild.
Things are really hard. I don't have a house. It collapsed. I have a cousin that was living with me and he got injured. His legs broke. My wife and two girls are fine, but we're living in streets in a tent.
He's wearing dark wash jeans, a New York ball cap, and headphones around his neck. His sharp, all-American outfit belies the desperation.
I desperately need a job. That's why I go out to find one, to bring food. When I leave in the morning, I tell my wife I'm going out to look for work. I don't know what I'll find.
Before the earthquake, things were not easy. More than two-thirds of the population didn't have a formal job. Many here say the economy needs to be rebuilt and remade right along with all the shattered buildings. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
This is NPR News.